With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican Senator Susan Collins is officially running for re-election in Maine. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The 73-year-old Collins is seeking a sixth term, and her bid for re-election faces a challenge from both sides of the aisle. She is a Republican but has remained in office despite Maine becoming increasingly blue. There's a renewed Democratic effort to oust her in a race that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. Collins often clashes with President Trump, including on the issue of military force in Venezuela. After her vote, the president said Collins and the others who opposed him should never be elected to office again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Testifying before the House Homeland Security Committee, Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Rodney Scott says his force is facing unprecedented attacks and intimidation.
These attacks on federal law enforcement personnel are coordinated and well-funded. This is not peaceful protest. No law enforcement officer should be put at personal risk simply for doing the job that we have asked them to do.
The hearing follows recent scrutiny after two protesters were shot and killed by Homeland Security officers in Minneapolis. The White House is asking the public to assist in the case of Savannah Guthrie's missing mother.
The president encourages any American across the country with any knowledge of the suspect to please call the FBI, who continue to assist state and local authorities.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. A top Iranian security official traveled on Tuesday to Oman, the Mideast Sultanate now mediating talks between Tehran and Washington over the Islamic Republic's nuclear program aimed at halting a possible American strike. On Wall Street, the Dow down by up by 52 points. This is SRN News. Ukraine is under tremendous pressure, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Franklin Graham says, quote, "The people are suffering greatly. Many are without electricity and heat for long stretches each day. Some have no power at all. This year's winter has been brutal. Many cold and exhausted Ukrainians are struggling to survive." Samaritan's Purse, the giant Christian relief agency Graham heads, continues to pump supplies into Ukraine, but with the war against Russia about to enter its fifth year, he says the country is in dire straits. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog began a state visit to Australia on Monday with a wreath laying at the site of an anti-Semitic attack in Sydney that left 15 people dead. Herzog met victims' families and survivors of the December 14th attack on a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach. He laid a wreath and two stones he had brought from Jerusalem at the rain-swept Bondi Pavilion near the site of the massacre. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Shoppers throttled back their spending in December from the month prior, closing out the holiday shopping season and the year, for that matter, on a lackluster note.
The Commerce Department report raises questions about shoppers' willingness to spend this year as they worry about a slowing job market, among other things. Retail sales were flat in December from November, when business was up 0.6%. Economists had been expecting a 0.4% increase for the month of December. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Honda's bottom line took a hit in the 9 months ending in December, the Japanese automaker reporting a 42% drop in profits compared to the year before. It marks the second consecutive year that profits declined during that period for Honda. On Wall Street, a mixed bag. The Dow was up 52 points at the closing bell. The NASDAQ down by 136. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.